Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawler moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Lawler moves to third. Horlan moves to second. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Allen reaches second base with a double. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Allen moves to third. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 1 to nothing, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Power moves to third. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. Maxwell reaches third base with a triple. Maxwell is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Landis. Allison reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Fisher now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. Rollins moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rollins scores. Perry moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGraw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. McGraw reaches second base with a double. Maxwell moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maxwell scores. McGraw moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGraw scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave DeBuscher now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allen bunts towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rollins moves to third. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McGraw hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Bill Daly now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss pinch hits for Dave DeBuscher. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is called out on strikes. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Allison reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allison tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.